Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm delighted to be joined by Jim Jeffers, Senior Director and Senior Principal Engineer of Visualization Engineering at Intel. Welcome, Jim. How's it going?
It's going great, Allison. It's great to talk to you.
Jim, why don't we start with just a brief introduction of your role at Intel and the kind of data center computing that you and your team are focused on.
So I lead a team called the Visual Solutions team at Intel. And one of the key things we do is develop three key open source applications that are focused on data center rendering or graphics, if you will. And the technology we use are the two prominent technologies that are used today. One's called rasterization. And this would be OpenGL, DirectX. Typically, you know, this stuff has been used for years, very GPU optimized. And then ray tracing, which is a capability that provides up to photorealistic imagery based on the physics of light. So those are the two technologies. We have two ray tracing libraries. Embry is a low-level kernel library for ray tracing, and then Osprey enables scalability across a cluster and several key pieces of functionality that are integrated into a number of applications. And finally, OpenSWR is our OpenGL environment, our rasterized environment, and that is upstreamed as part of a well-known project called MESA, which is the prevalent CPU-based rendering OpenGL engine.
Can you tell us about who is utilizing this kind of technology and where we're seeing growth in terms of use across various customers?
The technology we've developed is primarily targeted and being heavily used in two key arenas. One is called professional rendering. Pretty easy to think about that. That is the movie studios, particularly animated movie studios or visual effects. They almost exclusively use the ray tracing technology. The other area which we've branched into from there is scientific visualization in high-performance computing. And both these technologies are used for data center uses. In scientific visualization, that uses both the OpenSWR, OpenSWR, rasterization, OpenGL technology, as well as a number of applications integrate the ray tracing technology. The beauty of that is that the combination of these two technologies gives them the full breadth of rendering fidelity they could possibly want. And the light-based ray tracing is really bringing out the ability for them to flick a light on their data and let them interactively with 3D rendering look at, for instance, a molecule, say a life sciences molecule, a human body molecule, where maybe they're simulating a virus attaching. They can actually see this live and then do the equivalent of turning on a light and really seeing what the mechanics that the computation is bringing out. So SciViz is the other arena. And then the additional thing on top of all that, well, why would they want to use our stuff instead of a GPU? One of the biggest reasons on CPU, there's really two reasons. One, most compute today is still done on CPUs directly. And then two is the CPUs by nature today have much larger memory footprints. And when you're talking about both studio rendering and scientific rendering, we're talking about hundreds of gigabytes of data for one single frame of a 3D model. And we can easily handle that because of the system memory that's provided by Intel CPUs.
Now, Intel took another step in this space by introducing a new Intel Select solution for professional visualization. This takes a combination of the great CPUs that we're delivering for this space, as well as some of the software developments that we've offered. Tell me about how this came about and why this is an important moment for Intel in terms of delivering solutions to our customers.
There's been a term, the democratization of HPC. HPC tends to equate to supercomputers like Texas Advanced Computing Center, which has the largest supercomputer in the United States. They have, say, on the order of 6,000 separate compute nodes. These are monster systems, tens of millions of dollars. And particularly in the HPC scientific realm, big staffs of people who are installing and managing software, helping users, all that kind of stuff. What we're doing with the Intel Select solution for professional visualization is packaging up essentially all that know-how, all that capability into a smaller contained data center package that other users like academic institutions that may not have access to those big supercomputers, and then also think of enterprise departmental that would be able to use this. So for instance, an area of HPC that's used but is commercial is oil and gas, seismic modeling and oil and gas discovery. You can easily see how it would be best for, say, an energy company or the possibility of an energy company to take advantage of a system like this, turnkey, ready to go with all the software that they use that provides these stunning visualizations, and they don't have to hire a whole supercomputer staff to do it.
What do you think in terms of the customer bases that you just described? Where do you expect to find the initial interest for Select Solutions, or is it across all of those customer bases?
Oh, I think it's going to be pretty wide across the customer base. I've already mentioned oil and gas. The other area, quite interesting, would be automotive or maybe more generally computer-aided engineering. We will be demonstrating as we launch this product at International Supercomputer right on the show floor an automobile in a virtual wind tunnel using all the components that come with the Intel Select solution for professional visualization, which includes a computational fluid dynamics, or if you think about that as a wind tunnel, water tunnel application. And we will be showing this compute application in conjunction with the visualization capabilities, particularly OpenFOAM is the name of the open source product that does the computational fluid dynamics compute, and PowerView, which is the most well-known, or at least one of the top visualization applications from our partner Kitware. We're going to put those two together and essentially create a virtual wind tunnel that's animating airflow, pressure, temperature, that type of thing, flowing over a car live in real time, animated, meaning that it uses what's known as time steps so that you can see the fluid flow over time. And you'll be able to walk up to that and literally interact with the data, spin it around as it's moving, as it's animating. And these kind of capabilities are all packaged in the Intel Select solution professional biz.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today, Jim. I learned a lot. I'm sure our audience has as well. Where can folks go to find out more about the Select solution that was just announced and what Intel is doing in the visualization space?
For baseline background, want to learn more, you want to go to software.intel.com/SDVIS. And for the Select solutions, we will be doing press releases and updating information that will land also on software.intel.com/SDVIS, as well as announcing a number of partners in various aspects who will be able to deliver those solutions.
Thanks so much for being on the program today. It's a real pleasure. We hope to have you on again soon.
I really enjoyed it, Allison. Thank you so much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.